For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. The new novel from Bowling Green author Mark Hirsch, The Case, harkens back to the classic mysteries of Raymond Chandler and Dashiell Hammett. It's a story of murder, corruption, and big money played out in mid-1950s New York. I asked Hirsch why a murder mystery and why that setting for the book.
Murder mysteries have been my favorite genre since I was a kid, and especially when I discovered people like Raymond Chandler and Dashiell Hammett. I really got the urge to read lots, and I have read a lot. 1955 in New York City was a favorite time in my childhood, and I have tremendously warm memories of the neighborhood in the Bronx where I grew up and the people.
Recap the plot of the book really quickly for our listeners.
It's the book takes place in 1955 New York City and up the Hudson River, and it's the story of a divorced and somewhat bitter woman who is a legal assistant in a law firm in downtown Manhattan, and she goes up the river to investigate the supposedly accidental death of a doctor in an explosion with her boss, and one of her bosses is with her, and he has to leave for a family emergency, and then what seems like it was definitely an accident at first turns into a real twisted plot of greed and marital discord.
It really does. I don't want to give away any of the twists and turns towards the end of the book, but reading it, I mean, it's got all the elements there. It strikes me that you write very cinematically. I can almost see this as a movie unfolding before my eyes. Is that conscious?
Yeah, it is conscious. It's my favorite kind of reading to do, and I tried to do it exactly the way I love to read books, where they don't waste any time with describing things that you're not present at. And also, it may have a lot to do with the fact that my initial mentor was a screenwriter in Hollywood, and he's a professor of screenwriting at UCLA and USC, and he encouraged me to demonstrate things that I otherwise would have described, like behavior and such.
Character. Don't tell me, show me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I've spoken with other writers about this. I want to ask you, why was your heroine, your protagonist, why'd you make her a woman?
You know, I've had a lot of sympathy, empathy with women in my life, and especially the period after World War II, which this was about 10 years after the end of the war. And their role in society was changing, and I really felt sympathetic. In fact, the lead character in this book loses her job to the men coming back from World War II, and that's how she decided on a career in law. But she couldn't afford the law school without a job, so she went to she attended night school at NYU Law School.
Mm-hmm. Rather late in life, or late thirties,
exactly.
Did you find it hard to like get inside her head to see the world through her eyes?
No, I've had many fun social contacts with women. Great conversation and a lot of good friends who were women who told me a lot about the plight of women through all the decades.
Is this like giving birth? Is it too soon to start talking about another book yet?
Oh, no, I've already started. That's one thing my mentor told me. As soon as he heard that it was published, he said, start your next one right now.
The Case by Mark Hirsch is available at Barnes & Noble in Bowling Green. For WKU Public Radio, this is Joe Corcoran.